This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Channing, an attorney. Letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jean Sylvain, please note the following medical letter, period. The patient's first name is J-E-A-N. That's J-E-A-N. Last name is S-Y-L-V-A-I-N. Period. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on today's date, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 42-year-old male, period, involved in an automobile accident on or about September 16th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, forcing the collision, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. An airbag was deployed, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his left shoulder and low back, period. New paragraph. The left shoulder pain is described as intermittent and occurring approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arm at times, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day and described as burning in intensity, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain occasionally radiates down the left leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day seen in the emergency room at Hendricks Regional Health, period. He had x-rays and saw a chiropractor for approximately 15 weeks and was given various types of physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include the following, period. Housework is limited, period. Lifting over 30 pounds is difficult. Period. Yard work and sex are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications. He takes over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as an occasional back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals abdominal surgery in 2023. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured the left shoulder or low back in the past, period. The patient was never in prior serious automobile accidents or work injuries, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a driver of equipment full-time, period. He did miss a few days of work as a result of this injury, period. He can presently work full-time but with pain, period. New paragraph. I did review medical records, including records from Hendricks, as well as Eagle Creek Chiropractic, period. Some of the pertinent studies, Eagle Creek Chiropractic, initial evaluation, date of service was September 26, 2022. The patient was seen today for the purposes of initial consultation, comma, examination and evaluation of injuries sustained in automobile accident that occurred September 16, 2022. Diagnosis was strain of ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, thoracic spine, comma, and lumbar spine, period. Treatment was given radiographic exam of the cervical area, chiropractic adjustment, and electrical muscle stimulation, period. Plainfield immediate care, September 16th, 2022, was in a car accident around 10 a.m. this morning, period. was hit in the front of the car, period. Now has headache, comma, chest where seatbelt was at, comma, and legs, comma, and left shoulder, period. Abnormalities were noted on examination, especially of the left shoulder. Assessment was motor vehicle accident. They prescribed naproxen and cyclobenzaprine, period. Also from Eagle Creek Chiropractic Center, November 28th, 2022. State that on that date, subjective and objective findings as well as previous encounters, he believes that Mr. Sylvain has recovered significantly and has been released from care, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 16th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed diminished range of motion, period. Abduction was diminished by 32 degrees, comma. Adduction diminished by 6 degrees, comma. Flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 12 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 18 degrees, comma. And external rotation diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the left posterior scapula, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left shoulder, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. There was heat and tenderness palpated in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left shoulder pain, comma, trauma, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, cervical and thoracic trauma, comma, strain, improved, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 16th of 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following, period. In reference to the left shoulder, utilizing table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar region utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the auto accident of September 16th, 2022, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left shoulder and lumbar area as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Injections to the left shoulder and the low back at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. a back brace at a cost of $250 is appropriate and would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 is recommended, period. Or is needed, period. Not recommended, is needed, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.